Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. Worthy. We love you so much. Hear these praises, Lord, from a grateful heart. We love you so much. We worship you. Crown you. Crown you, Lord, with all of our worship and praise and all the glory goes to the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me just admonish you for just 1 minute and turn you back into Him. If there's ever anything I feel like that He's wanting to honor, will honor right now the life of the believer in this church, is if you'll ask Him, and you'll get quite in a habit of asking Him, like with worship, to show you the sights and the sounds of revival, He'll come and He'll wash your spirit with those sights and those sounds. He'll make them so real to you. He'll make them so real to you. You just say, Jesus, I'm asking you to come. I'm asking you to come, Lord, and show me the faces of the multitudes. Show me, Lord. Let me experience before, firsthand, before. Let me experience the sights, the sounds, the electricity that's in the air when people are being saved by the hundreds and by the thousands. The electricity that's in the air, the spiritual electricity that's in the air when people of every nation and every kind of color and race are being healed and set free. The excitement. Let me know that, Lord. Let me see that. Because see, you're a revivalist. And it's so important that you... Why? Because Jesus, like you, the Word says He endured the cross, despising the shame. And for the joy that was set before Him. For the joy that was set before Him. Hallelujah. Why did He endure? Because there was a joy that was set before Him. He could see your faces. He could hear and see the sights and the sounds of a day when all the family of God would be joined together in heavenly places. And because of that, He endured the shame. He despised it. He did not like what He went through. You may not have enjoyed what you've been through in this last year. You may not have enjoyed what you've been through today to get here. But I can tell you this, if you'll ask Him what we just begin to ask Him, Lord, let us see revival. Let us pass this vision over our spirit, not just tonight, but every single day when we wake up or through the day, let there be some kind of mini vision. Lord, set in front of us the joy that is set before us so that, Lord, all these things that we endure going in are nothing to us because it's overpowered by the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's overpowered by the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. All we can see is the inheritance, Lord. All we can see is the sights and the sounds. We can hear the sounds of the multitude, Lord. We can feel the excitement of people rushing to the building to want to go to church and fill the altars, Lord. And the cripples being healed. And multitudes of people coming in on a continual basis. Oh, Jesus, pass this vision over to our spirits, Lord. Pass it over, Jesus. That all the things that we endure to come to this place seems like nothing before us, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you and we exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We exalt you. We praise you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glory in tribulation. We worship you. We glory in the tribulation. And we make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. God, hear our voice. We worship You. Hear our voice. We glory in these things. We worship You. For the days of small beginnings, we magnify You and glorify You before we see the end results. We praise You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We glorify You. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We magnify You in the midst of all tribulation. We praise You and magnify You and say, it's worth it, Lord. It's worth it, Lord. It's worth it, Lord. Hallelujah. It's worth it for what we're about to inherit. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. We worship You. We glorify You. We exalt You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just let Him continue to fall in this house as we continue to worship God. Hallelujah. We just continue to magnify Him. We glorify You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, I'm going to share something with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to share something with you while we're worshiping. I was reading in Ephesians today, the part that says that He's quickened us. And this is what happened when you got your new nature. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was wondering what the word quickened mean. I know a little bit about what quickening means, but I began to just look it up. The word quickened means quick. And what does quick means? It means swift, abrupt. Quick also means alert. It means intelligent. This is what He's placed in our new nature, in our spirit, that He has quickened. He has made us intelligent. It's a happening suddenly and unexpectedly. He's made us alert. Quicken means to stimulate, to hasten, to more and more briskly come to life. He's brought us to life briskly. Thank You, Jesus. Stimulate means to He arouses us. One, to activity. He's caused an activity, a stirring to take place, and it hasn't stopped. Our new nature has been stimulated. Thank You, Jesus. Briskly means to be quick, active, and stimulating. Alert means ready for action, bright and lively. A warning. He has placed in our new nature a warning signal. He's made an alert on the inside of us. He gives us a warning signal, an attitude of preparedness, to prepare for action, to warn of an impending threat. That's on the inside of us. He's given us a signal on the inside of us that can warn of us impending threats, or and we're on alert, prepared, and we're watchful. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hasten means to be quick and to accelerate. All this is under quickened. And then accelerate. Do you know what a quick accelerate means? It means to move more rapidly, hurry, increase speed, to hasten the natural course of. He has hastened the natural course of. He's brought life on the inside of us. He speeds up the progress, the rate of increase, in the speed of a body. And I put it like this: God is the accelerator. God is the accelerator. He is the device that controls speed by regulating the flow of the fuel, of the power, of His power. He is the accelerator, the increase of His flow. That is what's on the inside of our new nature. And that excites me to know a little bit more about what I've been quickened, what has happened on the inside of me. I have been quickened in my new nature. It's been brought to life, and He's bringing it forth speedily. And I just thank God for that. That is something to worship Him and thank Him for. The understanding of what has happened since we have got a new nature in Him. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that You've caused us to be alert. Thank You, Jesus. You warn us of impending threats. We just keep building ourselves up in You, Jesus. We just worship You and we praise You. We exalt You, Lord. We just keep doing the message that You have taught us to do. We're going to keep on going from glory to glory, from blessing to blessing. It doesn't matter what the enemy comes against us with. We're going to just keep growing and growing because, Lord, You are the accelerator. You have given us the flow of Your Spirit. And we thank You, Jesus, that You are regulating that on the inside of us. There is nothing to be concerned about, Lord. We just come to worship You, That's all, Jesus. Just to worship you and praise you. Because we have a knowing deep down inside of us that everything is wonderful in your presence, Jesus. Everything is so wonderful, Lord. I thank you for life, for that life-giving flow of your Spirit, Jesus. I worship you. I love to worship you, Jesus. So I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Never going to stop worshiping you, Jesus.
For surely I have a personalized plan for your life. For I've not cut you out of all one pattern to be and live as if individually I'll not come to you. But I've called you to follow one, that is the one who went before you. And in him, all things consist. All things come to fullness. For know this, I have a plan. It's a goodly plan for your life. For this is why I come to you and solicit from you and ask you to give me these interrupted times of your life. For I enjoy hearing your praises to me. But beyond that, and on a higher plan for your life, I'm asking these things so I can intercept you and interrupt your thinking to begin to try once again to instill my thinking and my wisdom towards your end, saith the Spirit of grace. For there is nothing that the enemy has come at you with, or the flesh, or circumstances of life, that I do not have multiple plans, multiple choices to be able to deliver you and set you on high and always keep you going forward. But know this, it's these things, it's these seasons that I have to come and try to interrupt, because you've set a course with your own thinking so often, and you see the way that you think that I'll settle the issue or the way that things will go. So I come and do what our Father knows best to do, is to intercept you and try to pull your spirit up to a place where I can change the way you've been thinking, because I see it from a different perspective. And if you can see it from the way I see it, you'll in a moment's time change all of everything that you see, not only the problem, but you'll see the answer and you'll joy way before the solution comes to the end of your problem. You'll see from my perspective and you'll know the joy that I see in seeing it all accomplished in my Son, Jesus, your Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know this. There'll come a time when in a moment, you'll enter these doors. In a moment, you'll have my mind. Because you're fellowshipping with me more and more behind closed doors and bringing that fellowship in here. And in a moment's time, you'll have my mind for everything. For your life, for the service, and for the service that I'll bring to all that'll come in here. So carry on, little ones, and carry on, intercessors, and continue to be happy to serve me at this table of worship. And when you do, I'll use your authority to come and interrupt the lives of those who are on their way to destruction, and I'll interrupt them because you're giving me this authority, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Sekaretia. Monde Keresiti. Grendele Boko Kalaseti. Via Sekalakros. Oh, victory. Victory is so close to you. Victory is much closer than what you can imagine. Victory for you and freedom from the bondages is as close as the mention of my name. Pasekarati. Ikresakalokoreche alamo Christe, for you lack the confidence that these seasons will bring. Do you not know? Do you not know that your words spoken in me have power, and that I'll follow them to the pulling down of strongholds? For you have not, because you have not spoken and addressed issues in my name and spoken that name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess to the glory of God that Jesus is Lord. For in taking in these seasons and worshiping me, your confidence will grow. Your confidence will grow. For it's not been that it's been of absence of mine always that you're not speaking to your mountain, but oftentimes you're not living in the confidence that I want to give you. For I am as close as the mention of my name, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Speak your name, Jesus. Speak your name, Jesus. Zola brese la 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 rosere di sola bakula. Jesus. Jesus. Oyeresela karoso. How many it's all right if he just comes and interrupts us every service? I said, how many? It's all right. Yes. Amen. He said for certain intercessors that you've lifted things up before him and set things to the intimacy of your heart. Know this, that nothing ever spoken behind closed doors in intimacy with your Father goes unheard. And know this for assurance, that if I hear these things, then a plan is already at work to bring these things to pass, saith the Spirit of grace. So do not cast away your confidence. Don't cast it away, which has great recompense of reward. For soon, so soon, many of you will be happy, because you'll find that the bread that you cast on waves that went off from shore now is coming back bountifully supplied in measures that you were even, he said, bashful or almost embarrassed to ask me for. Paso creche cristele. For these things will come back, and you'll glean with great joy watching the change in other people's life that you were asking me for, and the spiritual change in your own life that you were asking me for, the things that you at one time almost approached me with a shamed face and then embarrassed almost, almost with hat in hand, almost too embarrassed. Know this, that I've heard your request, and with great boldness, all of heaven is coming to answer your prayer. So you'll know that what I received in prayer, I was not ashamed to come back and give you with the full answer of heaven. Your Father has received these things and is happy to give you all these things, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mesa coroche di diaso. Marinini yaso. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Ize coroche. Ivericraso. If you tarry with me with these kinds of hours, note this, that a wave will wash over this place, a tidal wave in the Spirit, and it'll cover others who weren't even asking for it. And this wave will be a wave of tremendous joy and tremendous peace. For once again, those who could not feel their salvation, could not feel the joy of their salvation. Once again, the joy of knowing that they were saved and knowing that they were in the Father. The joy of the Lord will multiply exceedingly and abundantly above all that they've been asking or thinking. And I have sent this wave. Will you receive it if you will not relent? And if you'll not step back, know this, that a wave is scheduled for this house, and with great, great joy, many of you will run under the anticipation of this wave and shout like you were a spring chicken, like a newborn babe in Christ, like feeling the joy of your salvation, like your oats. Once again, you'll feel the joy of your salvation because I've scheduled this to come. It is coming, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Brose carese, bronde che besiri di assala, vidi asso carese. For he attacked many of you in this year. He attacked you in ways that you weren't familiar with. And even though you fought a good fight, one in which heaven testifies of, there has been loss in it. There's been loss in the sense of this place of joy. But know this, that there's a restorative work taking place even now, saith the Spirit of grace. You'll mount up with wings as an eagle. Pasa carese. The joy of the Lord. I cruske betiata vacuste frimeste hacheke. For what He came for was to cause you to get where your joy and your peace was almost on a level that you could hardly move. Hichekela. He wanted to paralyze you and bring you to a place where you spoke only out of what you knew were the right things to say and the right way to act and to paint a smile on your face. But know this, I'm about to take a bunch of you past to the place of faith. I'm about to take you to a place where you feel the smile behind the place of faith, and you'll run and not be weary, and you'll walk and not faint, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Brose kerese, brose kedetia, pana, bisele, esekalana, bosekete. For some went out, thinking the world had more to offer than the church. Thinking that the world could fulfill something that they had not gotten inside of me. But know this, saith the Spirit of grace, along with this wave of my glory, what is washing up on the beach of your life now, know this, that those who went out will come back in and they'll drink of this living water. And once again, it'll clear their eyes. And what the enemy convinced them of, they'll forget to see any longer. And what they thought was void in their life will be fulfilled inside of them. And they'll seek no pleasure in the world, but they'll only seek that pleasure which my Spirit can bring, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Brose kereche kalana. Ezekele poko na. Puyishikele mokla sede. Idia sekala krese. Oh, Jesus. You frujikimandekle segdo babos kelini. Hase. For many of you, he shot arrow after arrow in trying to destroy your finances. But you stood the test and lifted up the shield of faith. Or know this, because of this, I'm watching him from a place you cannot see. And know this, that his quiver has just about shot out the last of his dastardly deeds has about come to an end, because you've stood the test. And because you've stood the test, a role play is about to reverse, because you've held up my banner and lifted up my shield, and about the last of what he knew he could throw at you has been hurled at you. Know this, that you're about to rule and reign through a place of dominance, saith the Spirit of grace. This is not a place where the enemy concedes and says, okay, I'll make peace with you. This is a place where by war you've stood the test. Now you're about, as a crowning victor's crown, place your foot upon his neck. And when you do, saith the Spirit of grace, then what will ride in on this wave will be a dominance of progressive blessings in that financial realm that you've stood for and believed me for, saith the Spirit of grace. Get ready, because some of you are not hardly going to be able to receive what I'm about to pour out, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Brose kerese kirisa. Bunde kirisa kalate ne. For all, there is a resting place in me. I have great, great joy to give you. It takes no pleasure of your Father to see any of you in struggle. For if you'll call on me at your weakest hour, when you think that I cannot hear, and when, by your own definition, there is no presence, and it's as dry as the driest moment of your life, if you'll speak my name, I'll promise you on the basis of my word that I'll come and I'll change the things around you. For you have not, because you ask not. But if you'll ask, you'll see that I'll prove myself to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you. We exalt you. Pio socalate. Da diga del brazo. For the days are so much closer than what you realize to the raising of the dead. Do you not know that the closer it gets to that place of authority that I can give you these things, that the enemy must try every last trick in his scheduled book of warfare? For the days of raising the dead are upon you. But you know this, that it'll turn in a moment's time. It'll turn in a moment's time. And those of you that have called on me and are calling on me now to be used, know this. This will go to all of those who can believe me for it. In a moment's time, many of you will report back with unheard of kinds of miracles. For these are so much closer than what you realize. It is His tactic to try to convince you that these things are set off way in the distance. And thus He does, by continual assault on your peace. But I am coming to convince you, saith the Spirit of grace, that the immediacy, the presentness of these things are upon you. They're upon you. So rejoice in me and believe that you're all going to be used in these mighty works, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the dead are raised, and thousands are born again. Jesus. I'm going to cabrosebe di bakatala. Finajge balobreke di bisgila bakosa. Sibidi balobroseve de bakaraseti ki di aka kochi ki nei. Moselakatiti. Oh, Jesus. For the days of these manifestations are not over. For many will be the times that you'll meet in this house and in other places. Esekolakote. You'll come together for social times. And I heard him say this. He evidently knows how to talk just like we do. You'll come together for barbecues. You'll come together for social times in this place that is coming. You'll begin to talk about me as you enjoy each other's company. And as you begin to talk about me in this place that is coming called revival, know this, that it will come time and time again, that the house wherein you assemble yourself together will be shaken by my presence, saith the Lord. And the glory of my presence will come in almost unexpected. You are about to take another bite on a rib, and I'm going to come, saith the Spirit of grace. You are about to speak another word, and I'll come and shake the house wherein you're sitting. See these things, because these are the days of your future. You'll be caring about your mundane kinds of things and enjoying your company inside of me, and I'll shake the house wherein you're sitting, saith the Spirit of grace, and I'll refuel you time and time and time again for my outpouring, and the lost will see my glory in you, and my strength will be upon you continually, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Proshke basu kristalamo kruste ne bato. Bese lakoro. Ha ha. Chiki bese. We'll go to this place and to that place. And because you'll carry inside of you the pregnancy of revival continually, you'll just begin to speak a word, and I'll come on you, and you'll begin to change the whole atmosphere, saith the Spirit of grace. I'll shake the house because you're in the house, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Pakor, Esene, Edenioso. Jesus. Jesus. I say Nikodi. Saw Him at weddings. Saw Him at just parties. We were a messed up bunch. We couldn't hardly have a good time with each other because when we started talking, He blew in. He shook the place. And we got re-energized, rejuvenated, refueled. Worship You, Jesus. Worship You, Jesus. Do you think that I'd ask You to do this for me? Give me a revival. And that I would not come and do unordinary things for You. For no good father would ask anything of his children that he would not amply supply and meet all of their needs. For the needs that I'm talking about are not the needs right now that I'm explaining concerning the financial. I'm talking about those things in the Spirit that you'll need to stand and receive My glory and pass over to the nations. For I'll do unordinary things for you and to you in the days ahead, because I'm asking something from you, I'll also do my part to come and shake places and shake the atmosphere and where Satan has bound up and placed citadels of darkness around you. Know this, that it is My pleasure to give you the keys to the kingdom and to pull down spiritual strongholds. I'll come. I'll come. I'll come and do My part. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You can just stay wherever you're at or you can be seated. It just wants me to read you a verse of Scripture. Now you can turn there if you like or you can just listen. I'll have to find it first. It's in Acts. It's Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. Look at verse 31. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they assembled, where they were assembled together. The place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now this isn't people that were not previously filled. This was me and you and the family prayer center that was already filled. And they just got filled again. And again, and He just kept coming. And because of it, they spake the Word of God with boldness. Some of you right now are wondering, just like me, should I have spoke or should I have not? I saw Him in Winn-Dixie. Was that You, God, or was that... What we got to labor for, people. It's not the plan to know when to speak or not. We got to labor for this outpouring because in that day, they'll go before You a consuming atmosphere. And with great boldness, you won't even know where the boldness comes from. It'll come from someplace that's not even you. You'll be right in the middle. You'll be right in the middle of raising somebody out of a wheelchair. And it'll dawn on you, my God, what am I doing? I'd have went to the parking lot and tried to figure out, should I go back in there? Should I say this? I'd have went through this great warfare. Why, God, where'd the warfare go? It's gone. I don't even know. I'm in the middle of, this person's coming out of a wheelchair. How did I get here? What am I doing? That's the atmosphere of revival. It's no longer, it just leaves all the contemplation of your witness go someplace else. You're standing up talking to people that you don't even know, sharing in a parking lot or in a mall. And you're wondering, you're half the way, three quarters of the way through it, and people are getting saved, and you're wondering, how did I even get in this? That's what we're contending for. We're not contending for you to get increments of boldness so that you can learn a good approach. Now let's see. What should I say? What's a good approach? Do you know Christ? Or you go to church someplace? Can I pray for you or your sick leg? We're contending for something greater than that. We're contending for an atmosphere that finds you right in the middle of the thing before you realize, my God, what have I done? What have I done? Who do I think I am talking to all these people? I've shut down this whole business. Everybody in here is looking at me. My God, what am I doing? You didn't even think. You responded before you thought. That's called the boldness of the Holy Spirit. That's what they were living in. They weren't even calculating it and saying, okay, I can do this. I can do it. I can do it. Take a big breath. Okay, I want to talk to... Can I say... You'll just be right in the middle of it. That's what we're contending for. Jesus, I worship you for it. I praise you for the atmosphere called revival. For millions and millions of angels that will be assigned to this atmosphere. Jesus, once it starts, it cannot stop. I worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Hakiato Laboko. Wasn't even wanted to say something else. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things that he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. And with great power the apostles witnessed the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Did you hear that? Some of you got a Bible where you're looking at it, but if you didn't hear it, listen. Great power was on the apostles to witness the resurrection of the Lord, and great grace was upon them all, the whole church. The whole church. Great grace. I think you need to say that, great grace. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the price of the things that were sold, and they laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Great grace. Now you can just correct me. Don't stop me now. But come and see me after church if you disagree with what I'm telling you. But I don't see how you would, because I just read it to you. It looks like that the grace to give was ever bit as part of the revival as the miracles that was taking place. They were giving, and I don't find it here that there was hardly... There was no, it doesn't even say, now there might have been, but it doesn't even say that there was any solicitation. The apostles weren't saying, I think you need to do this. They weren't exhorting them how much they needed to give. But something fell out of heaven, and just as much as the miracles and the multitudes and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the shaking of the house, the grace to give was just as much a part of that revival. Great grace for giving. Hallelujah. Great grace. There wasn't any solicitation. It was just something fell on them. They were speaking the word, and they were raising the dead, and they were catching up right in the middle of, my God, all of us are under a grace here. Are we crazy? There's something just compels us. We don't want to see any lack. No lack. It's an agape that was being downloaded in their spirits quicker than they could hardly contain it. Glory to God. There's some of you gospel entrepreneurs in here, and a bunch of you. And some of you haven't even said it. I am one of those. You're compelled to give because you love Jesus Christ. There's a great grace coming on you. A great grace. Some of you have been fought in this year. You know, I believe, I do everything I can to make sure that you always, that you always belong to Him. See, I count myself as an under-shepherd. I am your pastor. But I don't lord over you. If I ever, and this is not, you can make this a real silly thing, but to me it's just it's a part of my heart. Even if I say to another pastor, well, my people are the, most of the time I don't because it's not in my vocabulary, but if I do, I'll say God's people. Because see, you don't belong to me, you belong to Him. I don't lord over you. So you'll never catch me saying, I believe you need to give your... But I do believe with all my heart that God calls particular men and women to a location, and that the thrust of their giving will be to that house because they're married to it, and they're married to the vision, and they're married to the vision of revival. And that doesn't stop you from giving here and there, but there's something inside of you where a great grace will come on you for that locality, and you'll say, I'm here and I'm changing the world around me because there's a great grace come on me. Hallelujah. The enemy's tried to choke some of you this year. He's tried to choke this house. But there's a great grace that's on us. A great grace. Worship you. I love you forever. See, I'll tell you where a lot of you are at. You're at another place in this place that I'm talking about, the simplicity of giving. He wants you to know how pleased He is. Let me tell you this other place, because He just cued me, my tongues. If I presented a need to you, and that need touched your heart. I had a guest in here, and they had a program going, and it touched your heart. You said, my God, I'm not talking about grudgingly or necessity like we jerked it out of you. Holy Spirit touched your heart. And you said, my God, what is it? Did He come to you and He said, I want you to give this. He pulled some number up. You said, my, it's a little stretch, but okay. You gave it. He was worlds pleased with you because you responded out of obedience. But let me tell you another place that's a higher place than that. When you can't see and nothing's been presented to you and nobody's said anything to you, but you as a minister of helps go to Him and you're getting your instruction behind closed door even when there's nothing presented to you. Why is that higher? It's higher because you're getting that in a personal place of communion and nobody's even having to present a need to you, but you're listening to Him and He's saying to you, sanctify this. That even takes it to a higher place of obedience. And my God, that's what that's over the top kind. You're not moved by, you may on a day when it's blue and sunny and it looks like everything is met, He may say, pull out the stops. And you respond. Because just like the person who raises the dead, oh, by the way, givers, your ministry is going to be multitask. You'll not just be one slot givers. Okay, I've been called to make money for the... Wonderful. You're also called to raise the dead. And you'll do that. You'll do it. I can tell you what I know for sure. This is not a one man or one woman program that we're running here. This is God and sons. And God and daughters. Hallelujah. One moment you'll do this, and the next moment you'll do that, and the next moment you'll do this. See, the Corinthian church was not necessarily a perfect pattern. He said, one has this, one has that. He said, one has this gift, one has that. That's really not a perfect pattern. Because God had to shuffle the deck and give them all a card in the deck, because He told them in the first chapter, you're carnal and you're fighting and striving, so I've got to give you one, and 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 you one, because none of you can have it all right now, because you're a bunch of little babies fighting about things. You know what He wants you to have? He wants you to have the whole deck walking around and be like a waiter that comes up with a menu and says, look, I was just over meeting a need financially, but God has sent me to your house, and what is it that you need here? Because what's working on the inside of me are everything that Jesus is. And when you've got the full expression of everything He is, you've not only got the nine gifts, but you've got the agape to go with it. Now let's see what it is. Do you need wisdom? Or do you need the ministry of helps? Or do you need some kind of miracle? What is it that you need? You can just come, and when you walk into an atmosphere, He's able to pull up on the inside of you any of those gifts. You don't have to go, oh, I don't minister in that. We better go call Sister So-and-so. She's better at that than me. No, He wants you to walk around with a full deck. Hallelujah. I know some people. Not you. But don't walk around with a full deck. But you're going to. What was the word? Milestone. Worship you, Jesus. You just lift your hands. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you and we exalt you. Hallelujah. Well, I wish I'd have got the message tonight, but I think He came no matter what. I exalt you. Would you just lift those hands and just magnify Him? I worship you. I glorify you, Jesus. I exalt you. We're going to receive from you all that you have for us in this outpouring. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you. We exalt you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Manse kerechik.